Today's forecast for the Midwest has not changed much from that of yesterday. Still looks as though we'll have a little bit of sporadic light precipitation occurring across the region today. This will be a little wintry mix across portions of the region. Some drizzle, a little freezing drizzle, perhaps a few flakes of snow in a few spots, and maybe a rain shower or two. But most of the precipitation over the next 24 hours is not going to be very well organized. Things will change a bit tomorrow. We'll see a low pressure system beginning to form in the southwestern corner of the corn and soybean producing areas and a portion of the delta, and this will eventually increase as we go forward through the day tomorrow. We'll end up with a well-developed low-pressure system somewhere over the upper parts of the Midwest by the time we get to Saturday morning. In the process of the development of that system, we'll likely see snowfall across portions of Iowa and Wisconsin. Those areas will probably see the greatest coverage and amounts of snow. Maybe 2 to 6 inches will occur across some of that region. There could be something local greater in portions of Wisconsin, and we'll look for some lighter amounts of snow and perhaps a wintry mix across some northern Missouri and some maybe neighboring areas in northeast Kansas or southeastern Nebraska, but most of that precipitation will not be very well organized or very significant. The rain will be most significant coming up out of the northern parts of the Delta into the heart of the eastern Midwest, right on top of those areas that have more than a foot of snow on the ground. We're going to see some melting snow occur along with the rainfall. The rain totals will easily work their way up to more than an inch in some locations. The combination of runoff from the rain and from the melting snow will likely create some localized flooding. There's a lot of talk out there about improving river and stream flows because of the change in weather, but be aware of the fact that when we start to thaw out portions of the Illinois and Middle Mississippi rivers, we're probably going to create some ice jamming potential, and if that does happen, we'll end up with some greater flooding in a few locations. So it isn't all good news for the river systems right now. The storm system in the Midwest here will abate as we go into the afternoon Saturday and into Sunday. The low pressure center responsible for the precipitation will be up in eastern Canada by that time, and most of the snow will be there as well, while rain and a few thunderstorms will occur along the Atlantic coastal states. The heart of the Midwest will see some drier weather after that for a few days. There will be a weak little disturbance that will skirt across the northern portions of the region as we move on out into Sunday afternoon into Monday, but only some light snowfall will occur across the Great Lakes region. Don't expect it to be very significant except downwind from a couple of the lakes. We'll look for temperatures across the Midwest to continue to recover from the bitter cold that has occurred in recent past days. Afternoon temperatures today will be in the teens and 20s across the northern portions of the region. We'll look for some 20 and 30 degree readings, and to the south, maybe areas near and south of the Ohio River could get up over 40 degrees. We'll look for the temperatures to continue to warm a bit tomorrow, with 30s and 40s likely in a big part of the Midwest, a couple of lower 50s maybe in the extreme south, and a few upper 20s in the northwest. A little short-term disruption to the warming trend will occur across the northern parts of the region as we get through the heart of the weekend, but southern areas will stay favorably warm, and we'll likely see the warmer bias still with us next week. Temperatures will be notably above average, by the way, during this period of time. The low temperatures at night are going to be in the teens and 20s in the northwest and west central portions of the Corn Belt, and the rest of the Midwest will likely see temperatures that are mostly in the 20s with occasional teens, maybe a few lower 30s as well. Down in South America, everything is about as it was yesterday. Still looks low, like the southwestern portions of Argentina will not do well with rain over these next 2 days, and that'll leave some of those areas a little bit too dry. Brazil crop weather still looks very good. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.